It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of cannabis. And have your specific questions answered by emailing jennifer@cannabama.com or text or call 343-0106. And now, for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner and founder of Cannabama in downtown Mobile. We are located at 558 St. Francis Street. That address is especially important this week because we want to invite the whole city, heck, the whole area. Mm-hmm. You know, Baldwin, Mobile, we love everybody. Well, we're going to have 420 this week. That's what the whole show is going to be about once we get over with the boring stuff. Anyway, we're located at 558 St. Francis. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. We are on the socials, Sweet Home Cannabama. And tonight, I'll go ahead and introduce my co-host. Tonight is Tyler, hey. Chef Tyler. And as you know, Chef Tyler is the chef at Ruby Slipper and my partner in our catering endeavors.
That's right.
And probably one of the most dependable people I've ever met.
I appreciate that.
and one of the best friends I've ever had.
Thanks.
And I want to say on the show, last Monday, Tyler and his beautiful wife, Stacy, had their second boy.
Yes, we did.
Ezekiel. What's his middle name again?
Ezekiel Rain Powell.
That's right. I knew it started with an R, but I knew it was unusual. And he is very healthy. I've already got to hold him. And I forgot to bring them with me, but I've already got an entire bag of clothing for this child. Well, I haven't had a baby to dress in a long time.
Yeah.
And next time, can you have a girl? Because it's more fun.
Well, I think we are probably done.
Yeah.
But he when he came out, he was a 9-pound baby.
Yep. I had two that were 9-pound, and that ain't no joke. Mm-hmm. And luckily for Stacy, she's tall.
Yeah.
How tall is Stacy?
She's like 5'9".
Yeah. She's a giant compared to me. I'm 5'1", but our babies being the same size, you can imagine. I used to wonder if their feet were in my throat because I am not tall.
Yeah, he wasn't very friendly with their insides.
Oh yeah,
the very end of it, yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah, it's a very intimate squishiness inside there. Well, congratulations, y'all. He's healthy. He's beautiful. And big, and your oldest, Xavier, is handling it really well.
Yeah, he loves being a big brother. I will say that.
He'll get tired of it soon enough. I'm sure you're a twin, and you have a brother, so do you have older siblings?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm the
youngest in the family.
See, I'm the oldest, so you would have been the brat baby brother. Yeah. And I didn't have a brother either.
That's
so,
a good thing, too.
So. Yeah, my dad had three daughters and seven grandsons, and then my daughter Bella is the only girl in the family. So anyway, I'm really happy for y'all and glad
Thank
that
you.
Everything happened the way we wanted it to. You know, my experience, it's always weird for me because of how I lost my son and the medical nightmare that it was. It's one of those things I've never found another story that's quite like mine.
Yeah.
And, you know, babies die, women die.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to me and how it happened and the extremity of it, I haven't found anybody else. I wanted to for a long time, even though that's a terrible thing to think. I wanted to know that I wasn't the only one. I get a little extra fast heartbeat when you talk about going into labor and having a C-section and all that because, you know, I know all the things that can go wrong, you know.
Yeah, that was one of the things that Stacey talked about a lot was a lot of the mothers in the Facebook groups that she's in talk about how they wish they could have more ultrasounds and that kind of thing because they kind of limit the ultrasounds that you have.
Right,
now.
Yeah.
But we actually had to have an ultrasound every other week.
Yeah, I did that every other week when I was pregnant with Bella because it was high risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a treat. Yeah.
Same thing. We were high risk the whole time because he was so big.
Mm-hmm.
So,
us too.
And she has problems with her cervix and everything. So she had to be high risk the entire time.
Right. Yeah. Well, you guys did a great job.
No, thank you. We're excited to have him home.
Yes. So anyway, let's talk about some business.
For sure.
I want to give you guys an update on all of the legislation we've been talking about lately.
Lots of news.
Let's start with SB42. And by the way, thank you so much to Melissa Mullins. She's the leader of my lobby group and founded Alabamians for Medical Cannabis Freedom, and she advocates for autism. And she is so helpful to me. All I had to do today is say, hey, what's the news? I don't have time to look. Can you help me? And she sent me a whole document. So thank you to Melissa, because you always come in clutch for me. but anyway, SB 42, our decriminalization and expungement bill, no movement again. This is the bill that for 4 years now has sat waiting to be put into the rotation. You know, they have to do a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing and vote there, then goes to the Senate floor, and then goes the whole House thing. This bill cannot get off of somebody's desk.
Wow. So it's still just it's just sitting there.
Well, and despite the fact that I think I can't remember, and I'm sure Marty will tell me it sometime during the show, but Marty Shelper told me that there were 380 maybe signatures, or not signatures, but public comments.
Right.
The public comments we've been begging for on HB 65 and cannot get. They have given over almost 400. She said her goal was 420 by 420. and I, the rate they're going, they can do it.
Yep.
We can't get more than four. No, I think there's 10 or 11. But anyway, nobody's going to see these comments, because if this bill doesn't ever get off the floor and get voted on, which we have like 9 legislative days left,
right,
it's not going to happen. We all know. All those comments are go to waste. You know, it's a shame. So anyway, nothing is going on with that we know of. The HB 65, that's the vape ban bill that we've been talking about, that would close down all the vape shops all over Alabama and hurt shops like mine very much. And it's basically, you know, it passed the House Health, the Children and Youth Health Committee. And so now it's got to be put on the Senate calendar to go before the entire Senate for a vote. Whether it passes or fails, if it passes, it goes back to the House so that they can concur, because it's been amended along the way.
Right.
So it's not the same bill it was when we started, but we all knew that.
So how long could that take?
Well, I mean, they could announce tomorrow. We get up every morning. I know Melissa gets up every morning. And the first thing she does is go and check and see what the calendar says. Because a lot of times they don't put that sucker up there, maybe sometimes till a few hours before. And these sessions start at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, some of them. And so we don't really know. Just like 2 weeks ago when SB 276 was introduced, you know, we knew Monday night, the Tuesday they were going to announce it. They announced it Tuesday and then set the hearing for the next day, and it was voted on.
Just like that?
No, I'm tired. It was not voted on. Remember, it was such a big backlash. Such a big backlash. And let's go back over what this bill is. And you know, the first time we told you about it, now it's totally different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was 16 integrated facility licenses and I think it's two more dispensary licenses and all that. So they've gone back and added a bunch of stuff because people were in uproar. Obviously, what they were presenting was garbage. So here's basically the points of the bill. It's going to decrease integrated facility license from 15 to 10. So they had, 2 weeks ago they asked for 15. Now they're bringing that back down to 10. It prohibits the transfer, sale, reassignment of any license unless an application is submitted to and approved by the commission. So I guess if somebody wants to sell their license, now they're saying the person who wants that license will have to apply and be approved to take ownership of that license.
How much is that license going to cost?
Well, it costs that person anywhere from 30 to 50 grand. But it's worth way more than that. They know that. There will be an application fee for any transfer of $2,500, which is chump change to these people. And then an integrated facility license cannot be transferred at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we know that companies like Trulieve and Cureleaf, they're going to come in and they want these big all-in-one operations.
Right.
Because it is. It's cheaper to take it from seed to sale. But they're saying that the integrated facility license cannot be transferred at all. No new cultivation, processor, dispensary, or integrated facility license can be issued before June 1st. It says 2034. And she said, I think that might be a typo.
That would take quite some time.
That would be 10 years from now, though. Exactly. They might mean that they're not going to give new licenses for 10 years. You know, the original program says that after a year they'll reassess. And then if after the commission determines an applicant is eligible for a license, the commission determines the applicant is no longer eligible, the commission may not issue that license to any other person or entity. So that's kind of confusing. I'm going to get some clarity. And here she said it's unclear if there is a procedure for the commission to determine an applicant's eligibility after the license is issued. So we would see an amendment if the bill makes it to the floor. So when we come back, we'll get more into that. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. Tyler Powell, Chef Tyler, and I are talking tonight a little bit about some business before we get to the fun stuff.
Yeah,
we were just talking about SB 276. So once again, you know, when they introduced this bill, it was to open up the medical program.
Right.
And supposedly just change one thing, which was the number of integrated facility licenses. But it was tripling the number of integrated facility licensing.
Exactly.
And some, you know, that was not going to fly. I mean, they said Senator Sessions was shocked by the backlash immediately in the room. Because I know we talked to Antoine.
Right.
They had a crowd of people that went up there and stood for these farms and stood for the people of Alabama to say, this is not okay. We're not okay with this. And so they did not, that's why they didn't vote. They were like, there's way too much going on here. We need to hash this out and figure out what are we even voting for here? Because everything that I just read before the break, people were probably like crossing their eyes because I was having trouble reading it. It's just so many big, stupid words.
It's a lot.
And it makes no sense.
I mean, it's all the information's out there.
And, right. The bill is out there.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that they definitely – I think Senator Sessions was kind of thrown into this. There's an agenda here, you know. A lot of people are of the mind that this whole thing is just a way to appease the integrated facility applicants that are suing because there's a lot in the discovery that people don't want to get out. I don't know if that's true. But from a lot of the other things I've seen and heard, it's plausible.
A little conspiracy going on?
I mean, we already know that a lot of missteps were made. That we've already had the committee chair step down because he was violating. We've lost our most important physician on the committee is now resigning. You know, and we've had a lot of other controversies about closed door meeting, open door meeting, you know, what's legal and what's not. And, you know, as long as this stuff keeps going, nobody's getting anywhere. And at the end of the day, the most important people that are going to suffer for this are the patients. Because even if they figured it out tomorrow, and everybody was handed a license and a get-out-of-jail-free card and a pile of money and all the things they needed, it's still going to take time. We were supposed to have people licensed and ready to go last June. It's April. We've already lost an entire year. So, you know, something's got to give. But I do think, and Marty said this too publicly, I do think that the people of Alabama have a right to know whether the bill fixes the lawsuits or not. I do believe that anything that is going on in a courtroom or, in my opinion, in their personal lives too, these elected officials and people involved in these companies, we deserve to know what's happening.
It needs to be public, yeah.
Yeah, because if we have a fraudulent committee or even a fraudulent committee member, we need to know that.
I guess we have a little bit of that going on in the other parts of our city government.
yes. The health department. I know where you're going with that. Okay, so then there's SB 306. This is the one that moves the regulation, licensure, and enforcement functions for the cultivation from the Department of Ag to the medical committee? Because we talked about last week that the only people in the medical program that are also under the Ag Department are the cultivators, because that's what they do. But the Ag Department was very clear. You know, they have the heft of the hemp industry, along with all the other agriculture stuff in the state. So they made it clear that they had no desire to be, in charge of the cannabis program. Mm-hmm. But it requires the Department of Agriculture to cooperate with and help the commission. It specifies a three-step process for awarding integrated facility license. This is confusing because it's new. Because this seems like another, well, I guess this is about the medical program. A panel appointed by the Alabama Securities Commission to determine if the applicants meet certain eligibility requirements. Step two, require the review panel to determine the readiness of the cultivation and dispensing operations if a license was to be awarded. And then three, require the AMCC members to score the pool of remaining eligible applicants on a number of criteria to ultimately determine the awarding of the license.
So it sounds like they're making them jump through a lot of hoops, and then at the end, it's really just going to be a popularity contest.
It's going to have a lot of discretion, it sounds like. And then this bill also will provide greater specificity to the eligibility requirements of the integrated facility license. Mm-hmm. I do think that, and I'm sure, just the sheer number of moving parts and functions of an integrated facility license holder, it's more, obviously, the application was probably five times harder. But it should be, because if they're going to have that distinct advantage of being seed to sale, then I think it should be a lot of eligibility requirements. And it would also prohibit the transfer of an integrated facility license, which SB 276 now wants to do that. And then this particular requirement appears in two of the most recent bills, 276, 306. Just an observation, it seems this is something they definitely want in the law. So that's what Melissa was saying. Right. If they put that in both, that must be something that everybody wants. Probably except for those applicants that plan to immediately sell their license, which they have been very public about. All right, and then I want to give an update on Stacy Hamilton and Gordon Tinsley, Boro Hemp in Gadsden, Boaz area. We talked about how the health department came in, gave them high marks for cleanliness and all that, and then sent a cease and desist saying that edibles are illegal in Alabama.
Wow.
And so they ended up trying to negotiate this, and were told, we're not going to negotiate with you. So they filed a lawsuit. And there is a protection order, a restraining order, so that they don't lose everything they have while this is all going on. And basically, the health department is grinding them into bankruptcy, business and personally, to basically, I guess, make them give up. They don't have any basis in law. There's not a single word in state law that says that making, selling, or ingesting an edible that has CBD or THC in it is illegal.
Right.
Not a word. Just like there's no law currently on the books that says you have to be 21 to smoke hemp flower. We card, and we don't sell to kids because that's stupid. That's why we always say, hey, put it 21 and over, and then you won't have to worry about
exactly.
it. The
state legislation with the edibles and everything.
So. And of course, the attorney general despises cannabis on any form, said it would be another opioid crisis. And he's allowing this to happen. And if they can defeat the lawsuit by bankrupting them instead of – because they know they can't win. They know they're not going to win. And they said, that's okay, we'll appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court. Mm. So they're just determined to make them run out of money. And when they run out of money and have to forfeit, then the cease and desist would stand. And the cease and desist says it's illegal. And they're going to try to use that – as a precedent, and they will come after anyone in the state of Alabama who is making edibles of any kind, selling them, and even saying that it is illegal to purchase them or consume them. Mm. So this isn't just about Boro Hemp.
Right.
This is about all of us. And so when we get it, we're going to talk about fun stuff with 420, but I want to say that I can't even be excited as I want to be about this event, about how far we've come. I've been doing this five and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
This is our third event, you know, and that should be exciting. And I can't even get exciting because I'm texting Stacy saying, I wish I had the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting emotional now because my heart is breaking for her and also for myself and the people that I know that come in there and they need it and they're not going to have access to it and they're ruining these people's lives and they're ruining this wonderful business that brought jobs, brought community outreach, that brought employment and tax money into a really underserved area. And they've done nothing wrong.
Just grinding them down.
And they are grinding them down because they can.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they win, they can't turn around and sue the state for damages. You're not allowed to sue the state for damages. Alabama has it rigged so that no matter what they do, no matter how corrupt or crooked they are, and I don't care if Steve Marshall is listening to me right now, it is dirty. It is dirty and you know it.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely wrong. You know, and it's not fair that the people who are there just to enforce our laws will bend and break and do whatever they want to, and no one cares. No one's going to punish them. No one's going to say, hey, bro, you can't do that. You know, where are all these other agencies? Why can't we call the governor and say, can you call off your dog?
Mm-hmm.
This is not okay, and it's hurting an Alabama business.
Well, at least we do have some good news coming up in a.
Yes,
break,
well, so. But Stacy and Gordon, I know I don't have the money to fix their problem, but every penny
mm-hmm.
that comes out of 420 is going to them.
That's exactly right.
And then 10% of my store sales, because I still have to pay my bills
right.
too. You know, we can't all be going out of business together, but most of us are already just about there anyway. But every penny that we make from 420 and then 10% of my sales that day will go to Boro. And any store in Alabama that doesn't do the same, you deserve to be closed down. I said what I said. Stay with us.
Mm.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. Tyler Powell, Chef Tyler. I keep forgetting to say the chef part first. I don't call you Chef Tyler.
Yeah, you don't
I just call him
that.
Tyler, so it's weird. Anyway, Chef and I, we were just starting to talk about 420.
That's right.
I will reiterate what I said. When I say, if you're not contributing, even if it's $50,
mm-hmm.
I know $100,000 seems like, I can only give $500, mm-hmm. you know? But come on, every little bit counts, and as many stores as there are benefiting from the right that we have very clearly, because there's no law against it, to make and sell and consume gummies in this state. That is a privilege.
That same fight.
We haven't had it very long.
The same fight and hunger you had to start your business, you should have to save your business.
Oh, man, it's 10 times more than that.
Because
mm-hmm. when you start the business, you have no idea what it's going to take. You have no idea how deep into the depths of parts of yourself you never knew were there it was going to take. You know, and when people say blood, sweat, and tears, there is literal blood. There is lots of sweat, and I cannot tell you, because I'm a crybaby, how many tears. I mean, I just did it on the show a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that, y'all. But it becomes, you know, it's like my fourth kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of me. It's everything about it. Cannabama is me. You know, if somebody came in and bought it from me, it would never be the same, because it's not me. And my son has helped build that with me, and I want to do something for him in May. He will have been with me for 5 years. He was the end of his junior year of high school, and he got co-op from school,
right.
And they let him work for me.
That's awesome.
And so, but he is my longest standing employee and my biggest supporter, and I want to do something for him. But anyway, so let's talk about 420.
Okay.
We do have t-shirts, but they're pre-order only, and this kind of just sprung up. So mm-hmm. if you would like a t-shirt, you can call the store, come by and pre-order. They're $25.
They are purple.
They are purple.
Very comfy.
And they are...
They're vinyl printed.
Yeah, they have a logo on the front and the back.
A very durable vinyl print. I don't know if you've seen the new material they have out now.
It's stretchy.
But it's very stretchy. So if you have a normal old vinyl and a t-shirt and you go to stretch it,
it would crack. It would
crack and all this other kind of stuff. This one is very durable. I've already washed it, dried it.
And it's that beautiful design that Madison Bolt made for us for the new logo and then the new poster. And we just took all the busy words off.
It
looks so good. And I think that Janae, who she owns Salty Girls Tees, and she will be there at the event. And I think she's going to be making some on hand that day.
That'll be awesome.
So you'll be able to, instead of making 350 shirts in random sizes, I still have 420 shirts from 22.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm going to give the rest of them away. Most of them are smalls.
If you want one of the older shirts, you can come and
get it. Yeah, and those shirts were so beautiful. And we still wear ours. They're 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you can do that. We need it by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But you could probably also get one at the event. And then you can also, when you're in the store, or if you want to pop by anytime between now and then, I would suggest to sign up early. We only have a small number of spots for the Blunt Rolling Championship.
Yeah, you're going to want to be in that.
Right. So we have a small number. We've even had to divide it into brackets and like try to figure out, okay, how can we allow more people to participate? Because everybody talks about the blunt rolling contest. I just saw some tickets for something in Mississippi, and they're now doing, and it's the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing a rolling contest. Where'd you get that idea?
I wonder where they got the idea from.
Right.
We have a nice trophy.
Oh, and it's the Golden Blunt.
The Golden Blunt.
And it even has like sparkly red on the end of it, so it looks like it's like got
like
a cherry
the jeweled,
on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whenever you enter with your $20 entry fee, you'll get a quarter.
Right.
That'll go through the entire contest. You get to keep everything you roll.
Right. So even if you crap out in the first round, you're going to get your $20 worth. And then at each stage, getting it all of the bud collectively, you're going to get several ounces. Several grams. Sorry.
But we have a ton of prizes, a plethora of prizes that will be going on. And every single time you go in and you either enter the rolling contest or you buy a ticket to play a game or you buy a ticket to buy a snow cone or to go to the dab bar, every single time you buy a ticket for one of these activities,
then they're like a dollar,
$2. Exactly. Yeah. So you're gonna get a ticket, and on the other side of the ticket, you're gonna write your name, and we're gonna put it into a box for some door prizes that we're gonna do every single 30 minutes. We're gonna have a different door prize.
We might even have to do it more often because we have so many things to give away.
We have a lot of prizes to give away. So
we're talking about hats, t-shirts,
products,
beanies, all kind of stuff.
I have a BART box,
whole size products. Yeah,
Slurp Society gift card.
Yes,
we got a dinner for four.
Dinner for four, personal chef.
We've got a Beard and Blade gift card.
Yeah, for a haircut and a shave.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably have some more things to contribute. Actually, I posted a picture of this gorgeous custom-made rolling tray by one of our vendors, Sublime Printing. And she made a rolling tray and a tumbler that also has parts that make it into a bong.
Oh, I saw that.
and then a matching grinder.
That is
with
a heavy.
Yes. No, it's a
smoking device.
It's a $70 set, which is insane because the grinder itself is so quality and so big and heavy. that thing probably cost $50 by itself. And it all matches, and it's in the Canabama, the new 420 logos.
That's awesome.
And it's beautiful. And so that will all, she's going to make another set. She had Scooby-Doo and Rick and Morty and all kind of different themes. And it's three pieces to the set. And it's one. It's not just a rolling tray that's a flat metal tray.
Yeah,
it's got the grooves in it for different reasons, and you know how you can just kind of sweep everything to one side, and it's really cool. She's going to throw one of those sets in.
So we got Frank and Lola's food truck coming out.
Yes.
We got Taco Spot coming out.
So I saw Frank and Lola's something that they were doing tonight was breakfast for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's such a good idea.
I love breakfast for dinner. It's one of my favorites.
Well, I know they're probably not planning on doing that Saturday, but that might be we need to have a breakfast event.
Well, they have a food truck event coming up as well, May 26th.
Yes, it's the first one.
It's the first one. They've actually
food
asked
truck
me
fest.
To be one of the judges for the entrees for the judging portion of their food truck event.
Yes,
so
that's
going
to be cool if you want to eat. But it would have to be like, I don't know, I would have to come for like 5, 6, 7 hours and just taste things.
Exactly.
You can't eat from every food truck. And it would be so sad. I would be spinning in a circle, freaking out. Which one do I want? And
we
fall out hungry.
So we also, we got 14. Actually, we have almost 20 vendors now.
No, right? I think actually we have more than that.
Oh, man. It's
because my friend Justin
day.
Is coming from, I think he lives in Dothan.
Mm-hmm.
He made the Canabama new logo hats.
Nice, yeah.
And that wooden box and the grinder that had my logo engraved in it. And he makes all kind of cool stuff.
Well, we're going to have lots of vendors out there, but it's going to be set up in a way to where you'll have all the food trucks on one side with all the sweet and like all the different types of vendors that do all the desserts and infused stuff. And Alexis is going to be out there, and we have a freeze-dried person who's going to be coming out there.
Four Hearts Freeze Dried Candy.
Four Hearts Freeze Dried, exactly. And then we have, let's see, our good friend as well is coming out.
Which good friend are you talking about?
Who's doing the cotton candy?
Oh, Brooks.
Of
like,
course.
Who's our good friend? All these people are
very good
like
friend.
That.
Brooks.
No, Brooks Whitehead. Yes, my very good friend, Brooks. You heard him on the show in September talk about his triumph over alcoholism by using CBD. Mm-hmm. And how I introduced him to CBD. He is coming. He has a catering business. And then he has a little side catering thing.
Yeah, he's
thing
got some new projects coming
Delta
up.
Delta Delights. Mm-hmm. And he does his infused items. He's going to bring his amazing famous lemonade.
It's
and,
so good.
and it really is. And then I've never had anything from Brooks that wasn't good. I tell him he's got to stop posting all those food pictures because I get hungry. I'm always like, I'm going to come eat with y'all. And they're always like, come any night. I get home at 9 o'clock and I'm like, well.
We're going to have our little food section set up. And then next to that, we're going to have our little marketplace where you can go and sit down and you can eat. But we'll have all the vendors in an enclosed area. We'll have a DJ over here. We'll have a 360 photo booth. We'll have a selfie station as well, so you can check in online and take a little selfie if you want to. And you can sit down and eat and check out all the vendors, kind of like iShop.
Right. So, we're putting we have this, you know, this bricked-in parking lot. So imagine it's a rectangle and it's got a 3-foot-tall brick around it and then some grating. And so it's kind of divided into three segments, and so we're going to put the vendors on the outside of the circle, and then up the middle we're going to put all of the tables and chairs where people can sit and eat when they go get food from the food truck, so they'll be able to sit down and eat like a normal person instead of standing around with finger food. And while you're sitting there, you can look around. On either side of you will be the vendors, and you'll be able to, you know, sort of window shop before you get up and peruse what, you know, I always spend too much money in the first three booths. And then I'm like, man, there's 18
exactly.
more.
Exactly. So, and then right next to that, we're going to have on Warren Street, we're going to have Ossidy out here.
Yes. They're going to have a big tent.
They're going to have a double
VIP.
Tent. VIP. Yeah, exactly. And the other two VIP vendors.
That would be the Tie-Dye and Crystal Hippie Shop.
They came out last year, and they were a big hit with everybody. They had tons of tie-dye stuff. They had tons of crystals. And I think this year they're going to bring some extra items as well. But that's going to be a little surprise for when they come. but we also have the dab bar out there. We're going to have the snow cone machine out there. We're going to be doing some infused snow cones, so you can buy a regular snow cone. If you just want a regular snow cone, bring it over to the Canabama tent, and we'll infuse it for you. We might have some other things that we can talk about when we get there that will be also infused.
We have many things in the works still. We thrive on chaos and last minute.
Well, I will say that some of these things have been confirmed. I don't know if we can really talk about them on the air.
Yeah.
But we will have some other items that are going to be there that can also be infused. So when you get there, just come and check us out at the Canabama tent. Look around. We're going to have some carnival games out here you can play. We'll have some inflatable axe throwing.
Right.
We'll have some basketball out here.
Where somebody, you know, two people do the shoot off mm-hmm. or whatever.
And so and then we're going to have, we're going to have some cornhole out here as well that you can participate in.
What was
in.
That third carnival game?
They're going to surprise us with it.
Okay. Yeah. We gave them their choice, so yeah. We don't know.
And that's Coastal Design and Events.
Yes. They are going to be advertising with us next month. And I cannot wait to see all the stuff they have because, you know, we love to have a good time mm-hmm. and have events. And it's nice to meet people that we can partner with over and over to do all this stuff with.
Yep.
And then the other VIP tent is Salty Girls. And that's Janae who mm-hmm. made the shirt.
She'll be there making the t-shirts. Hopefully making the t-shirts on hand as well. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. See. And then we've got two pet vendors. Mm-hmm. One is Bark Busters. They do behavior modification training.
Right.
And then we have our only pet treat is Happy Dog 123, and they make the CBD of treats for us. Mm-hmm. They're local, fantastic. They're human consumption quality. They'll be there. There'll be a place for the dogs to get treats and water. When we come back, we're going to finish up talking about 420 with Tyler Powell. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Sweet Home Cannabama right here on FM Talk 106.5 every Monday night, now live at 7 o'clock. And you can live stream us from anywhere at www.fmtalk1065.com. Mm-hmm. And then you can listen to the podcast version after the show's aired on all your favorite streaming services, and the station's website, and also usually my social media. Let's see.
We're getting back into 420.
Yes. Okay, so we have a speaker, Maxine Walters, mm-hmm. Who came on the show, and she's going to talk more about expungement and give people advice on the new regulations, because mm-hmm. she said they've improved, expanded the qualifications for expungement. And then she's also promoting an expungement clinic that's coming up, I think, in May.
That's right.
With a colleague of hers.
Very nice meeting her the other day.
Yes, yes. She was very informative. Mm-hmm. She's so sharp. Hooterville Games will be back.
Nice.
With Stoners versus Zombies. And, of course, Alexis will be back with her stuffed cookies.
Mm-hmm. You do not want to miss the stuffed cookies because she's got some new flavors that she's coming out. Some new flavors she's got coming out with, and some older flavors that she's rolling back out that are some fan favorites.
Like,
and
like the king cake cookies.
The king cake cookies are really good. She's got. You got to check out her page. I don't want to ruin it. Go check out her page. Follow her page.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the new flavors she's got. She's going to be bringing some of those flavors and possibly some new 420 decorated cookies like last year
mm-hmm.
to this
those
year,
were so cute.
There was little bongs.
Uh-huh.
There were little like
baggies.
Weed plants with red eyes and little baggies of wheat. That, mm-hmm. you're gonna love it.
She's so good at what she does. And that's Sweet Tooth Confections LLC. Let's see, we talked about the pups. We got some mm-hmm. jewelry vendors. We've got
Rock and Roll also is going to be out here.
Blendia by India.
Mm-hmm. Rock and Roll is going to be out here. They're going to be giving us
Rock and Roll Offs always makes our party complete. Thank you so much to Miss Rocky at Rock and Roll Offs in Sims.
Mm-hmm.
She has the prettiest potties in all the land.
And the kindest heart.
And, oh my gosh, I know.
Heart
she
of gold.
Is so.
Heart of gold.
I don't know how. She's a couple years mm-hmm. older than me, you know? But I think she's my mom's age. But, man, she runs circles around people I know in their 30s. And so she's so, so, so generous. And so she's going to be supplying the cleanest, most well-equipped, and non-smelling like anything. I was at the boat show on day two.
Yeah.
And it was nothing. And it was obvious that it had been used. But there was no smell. It was amazing. I don't know how they do it, but it is awesome. And and she has hand sanitizer in there. And then we'll have hand washing stations as well, because we are serving food. We want to keep everybody clean, no germs.
Right next to the food vendor, so everything's right. Nice and sanitary.
Let's see. Hosting. The first half of the event will be my good friend Dre Day, who is the founder of Song for Song.
Right.
And then our DJ is AJ Richardson. And he was so gracious to, he's basically volunteering because I'm paying him so little that, you know, I had originally asked another local DJ, and he gave me a quote, and I was like, cool, cool. But then, you know, we didn't get any sponsors.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I can't afford you. I'm so sorry. And I was like, I think this kid's going to do it for $100 and some product. Because, you know, I didn't realize, because not having hired a DJ till last year, how, yeah, I mean, and rightfully so, they make the party. But I didn't realize what a big expense that would have been. Most of our money at that point.
It's the heartbeat of the party, for sure. The DJ keeps the party
yes.
going.
Yes. And I know AJ, I've met him a few times. We have similar thinking, and we know some people that that are in common, and he's a great guy, and he's willing to help us out.
Another guest host coming in halfway through.
Yes, and so Dre has another event after 3. So our good friend DJ Blaze will be there from 3 to 6 to help us host. And that will be where most of the blunt rolling happens and the awards and things like that. So Blaze was willing to help us, step in and help us the second half so that Dre could make both events. I know it's a memorial event for his very closest friend who was killed last year. And
speaking of the blunt rolling contest, we have some judges that are going to be coming in.
Yes, we do. Melody Rose. She's my sweet, beautiful young R&B singer. She's so smart. She's a student. She's a wonderful person, and she always shows up for Canabama. And
she
so
really does.
She's a very big supporter. And I've had the pleasure. I ate at Ruby Slipper with her.
Yeah, she just came in the other day for her birthday. Her birthday brunch. Yeah.
Well, yeah, her birthday's the day after mine. I remember that.
Yep.
Well, but the first time we hung out, it was at outside, you know, on purpose, was at Ruby Slipper for breakfast one day. And but yeah, she's wonderful. And then we have one of our very favorite customers is a gentleman named Abraham, and he is at least twice a week. He loves the tea and the honey, and he loves the bud, of course. And he's an older gentleman, and he's so unique, and he's wonderful. Like, he's one of those people that you just feel relaxed around.
I honestly think that he's going to be our celebrity judge.
I think he is going to be, yeah. And look, I asked him, I was like, something just struck me earlier today. I was sitting at my desk, and I said, hey, you smoke, right? And he said, yeah. I said, you know what a good blunt looks like, smokes like? He said, yeah. I said, would you like to be a judge for our blunt rolling contest?
Right.
And he looked at me like, really? And he smiled, just the sweetest smile. And he said, "That he talks real low. He said, that would make me very happy." And the grin was a, you know, 100-watt grin. It was
yeah,
so
gonna,
sweet.
He's going
to
be a fantastic.
And he is
going to
be a stickler. He's one of those, you know, serious.
And then myself, and then we have one more.
And
judge.
Then Harry Tieford. Yes, Harry is one of our newer customers, but Harry's the founder and owner of the radio program of the A1A Productions. It's a streaming radio service out of the Keys, and he runs that whole ship, and he has a concert series that we're going to be involved in this
Very
year,
nice.
As many locations as we can, all the way up from the Keys up to it'll end in Mobile, Baldwin County.
Do a live show in the Keys.
Yeah, so we're going to end up having Harry on the show at least a couple times. But Harry moved here from the Keys, and he came in and he said that he didn't think he would be able to find anything comparable to the medical he was getting in the Keys, because they are a medical state. And he said that what he got from us did the job, and it exceeded all expectations, and it was a wonderful to have the same, you know, level of quality and things like that. And he said he wanted to make that Purple Haze world famous.
Well, between the four of us, we have a very diverse crowd of different backgrounds of people who are going to be in the judging committee.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have different types of the contest rules. We will say the day of. We're going to give you the rules when you sign up. So when you come in to sign up at Canabama, when you give us the money, we'll show you how to, like, what the rules will be. We'll give you some guidelines of what's going to be going on, and then the day of, we'll go back over those rules. But if you want to enter the contest, make sure you come into Canabama. Let them know that you're going to be entering into the Blunt Rolling Championship. It does cost $20, but you will get that quarter, so it's definitely worth it.
Okay, so before I forget, I want to put out here, because we've got to wrap up the show. Mm-hmm. We want people, Stacy Hamilton from Boro Hemp, by the way, will be at the event.
Mm-hmm.
I told her we were doing all this for her, and she said, I'm coming. So Stacy will be here. You'll be able to hear it from her. You can meet her. I can't remember who she said she was bringing. Maybe Gordon. I don't know. But she's coming down to be a part. I think she's going to say a few words.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to personally show her that people do care about what's happening and that it matters to us. And so she will be there. But I want to say that if you would like to donate to their legal fund, it is TSTLholdingsLegalFund.com. And they've only gotten $150, which is embarrassing.
Well, we are going to raise that up.
We are. But they need they need $100,000. They need at least put $20,000 on it to get them. The lawyers basically have 2 weeks to finish the brief that they need for the May 1st hearing, and it's going to take all of those 2 weeks. But they won't move without money.
So just remember, every single dollar that you spend in Canabama, getting for the event, entering the contest, playing the mini games, getting snow cones, hitting the dab bar, we'll have a hot box.
Mm-hmm.
you're going to want to try that out. It's a nice little setup.
Yes.
It's going to be worth the little
$10. But all that money goes to Boro.
It all goes to Boro.
All right. Good night, guys. We'll see you on Saturday from noon to 6 at 558 St. Francis Street for 420 Canabama. Good night.